Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Julie Wilson about a new program being offered starting October 10th at the YMCA in Eau Claire. It's called Sober Strong, a specialized program for women in early recovery from substance use disorder. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. Sober Strong combines group exercise with supportive services to create connection and belonging while reducing post-acute withdrawal symptoms in early recovery. The program has four components, as Julie Wilson will explain for us. But first, I asked Wilson to tell us a little bit more about herself.
I am a longtime resident here in Eau Claire. I live a life of recovery from substance use disorder, eating disorder, and complex trauma. I have two children. One of them is a grown adult on her own, and then I have a 15-year-old son at home with me right now.
And you're excited, this group that's going to be launching at the Y in October. Tell us about it.
Yes, so I created a program for women in early recovery from substance use disorder that will be launching in October at the YMCA. It's called Sober Strong, and it incorporates four different components. One of them is a group exercise that will take place on Friday mornings from 8 to 8:50, a support meeting on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 o'clock. I'll be doing recovery coaching, like one-on-one recovery mentoring, and that'll be by appointment. And then we're also going to have a athletic clothing closet where women can come and shop for appropriate athletic clothing to participate in the group exercise.
Wow. So talk about developing this group and the different aspects of it.
Well, I have always known that exercise makes me feel better, but I've always been a solo exerciser. Like, I would go running on my own, or I would come to the Y and I would work out on my own. And it was, you know, it helped. But after COVID and getting sober during COVID, I found myself really wanting to be around other people who are exercising. I needed to be around people in general. So I went to the YMCA one day, and they had this group exercise class going on, and I thought, maybe I'm going to do that. So after a little contemplation, I decided to go and do that, even though I'm a little fearful of being around all, you know, new people and doing something new. I just breathed into the fear and went and did it. And lo and behold, my recovery just took off. Just being part of a community, I started to get to know people, I found a connection, I started being able to tell my story, people started supporting me, I look forward to being there, they look forward to having me there, and it's just been an entirely new experience, just so much growth in my own life. But while doing this, I kept thinking, wow, what if somebody had been there for me telling me, hey, let's come and do this, come and, you know, exercise, come to group exercise, come and be part of a community. If somebody had been there leading the way for me, I probably would have done it a long time ago. So I thought, well, maybe I could create a program where I'm inviting women to come and do exactly what I've discovered for myself.
Is there any cost for this, or do you have to be a member of the Y, or is it free, and is it for anybody?
So this is free to women in early recovery. We are going to provide a free 3-month membership. The first portion, my pilot population, is women living in sober living here in Eau Claire. We have 5 sober living houses right now. We have our dwelling place, we have 2 Eau Claire sober living, and then we have 2 sober living houses that are run through Eau Claire County. So 5 altogether, and my first 3-month pilot population will be women living in sober living.
And these are the Michelle Marquardt facilities. And did you live in one of those?
I did not live in sober living when I got sober. It was during COVID, and my son was home from school doing school virtually. And so I wanted to stay at home in the house with my son and support him. So I got sober living in my own dwelling in my own apartment. I wish I had done sober living. It's a wonderful opportunity to get that foundation under you. Two of the sober living houses are Michelle Marquardt. The others are owned and operated through other entities.
Yeah. Julie Wilson unpacks more of her story for us.
I experienced as a very young child some traumatic events that changed how I process the world. I was also introduced to alcohol and drugs at a very young age, and those quickly became ways that I coped with my trauma. Unfortunately, I experienced eventually alcoholism and drug addiction. And through alcoholism and drug addiction, I also was re-traumatized a number of times throughout my adolescence and adulthood. I've experienced homelessness. I have been divorced. I was a single parent. I went through a number of different programs trying to get sober and not ever really understanding, because with all my heart, I wanted to be sober, but I didn't understand why I couldn't get sober and stay sober. Mm. So this last time after, I have also experienced incarceration. Due to the legal consequences of my addictions. So in 2019, I was sentenced by Eau Claire County to go to prison for an OWI offense. And to be honest, you wouldn't think that that was a blessing, but it was a blessing. It was the start of my journey to true recovery. When I got out of prison, it was COVID, and like I said, I stayed at home with my son because I felt that was really important to provide that stable environment for him after I was released from prison. And I was introduced to a trauma therapist, and all the things that I didn't understand before about recovery and trauma and what was going on with me started clicking and falling into place, and she taught me a language of trauma and recovery that I had never known before. And I went back to AAA and I started becoming involved in the AA community again, got a sponsor, started doing the steps, and just all the things that hadn't really clicked before started to click together. So now I'm coming up on 3 years sober, and my life is just has changed so dramatically. It's just unbelievable. And now I'm at the place where I want to give back. I want to be of service to other women who struggle with the same things that I did, and say, you know what, it's never too late. Just don't give up. And here, let me help you. Let me help you with this journey.
The last of the 12 steps says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to other addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Julie says practicing the give it away aspect of this 12th step helps with practitioners' own sobriety and recovery.
Absolutely, Mark. My addiction and trauma isolated me, and I became very shame-based. And so now that I've started to recover and find myself again and learn, you know, all about recovery and the 12 steps, now I've found that the opposite of addiction is connection, and that community is where my recovery is going to happen. And so the only way that I can do that is by giving away what I have been given so freely by other people.
Julie Wilson agrees with the statement, the opposite of addiction is connection.
I found connection in all kinds of avenues here in the Eau Claire area. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And when I went to prison, I thought my life was over. I thought it was all over, that I would never find my way in the world. Mm-hmm. And I certainly have. But it's people around me that have shown me unconditional love and support and how to connect. And that is what is so beautiful about the whole thing.
Julie is offering the Sober Strong group at the Eau Claire YMCA beginning this month, knowing countless other women have stories similar to hers.
Absolutely. Sober Strong is meant to bring women together in a safe, non-competitive, non-shaming environment to build connection by moving our bodies. It's shown that exercise is the quickest way to recover. It creates new pathways in our brain. It teaches us how to trust our body and our bodies how to trust us. And so this program is designed to do all of that.
Julie Wilson is grateful to the Eau Claire YMCA for how supportive and encouraging they've been to her idea of a sober, strong group for women.
They have been very supportive. I came to them last fall with an idea and asked them if they would be interested in allowing me to be an intern at the Y. And they said, well, we've never really had anybody do something like this. But yeah, we can stand behind this. We think this would be great. And here I am, not even a year later, having created a whole program for women. And so they've just been incredibly supportive.
Julie Wilson says,
it took me a long time to go back to AA, just because of a lot of personal things I had to work through before I went back to AA and the 12 steps. But the 12 steps can help anyone in life, really. It's a guide, you know, a guide to living a better life, a spiritual life. My higher power is God, and I come to Valley Brook because this is where I am most connected and where I see it happening in real life. And that's not for everyone in recovery, and that's okay. I'm willing to meet people wherever they are. And Sober Strong is not meant to be 12 steps. It is to ask women, to invite women to come and recover however they want to recover, to bring whatever is on their plate. But we definitely can talk about the 12 steps. We definitely can talk about spirituality. I just don't want anybody to not come because they think I'm AA-based or NA-based. But all of those things are really important to talk about to have a well-rounded recovery.
Julie says recovery is about far more than just maintaining sobriety, but more broadly is about developing an internal spiritual life.
It is absolutely to build that spiritual life within. I truly, deeply know that I met God in prison. And from that point on, and I'd always had a belief, but from that point on, it just has developed stronger and stronger, and coming to Valley Brook has truly brought it to light in my life.
Finally, in closing, Julie says,
Sober Strong kicks off on October 10th, on Tuesday, October 10th. It is a referral program, so women who are involved in any type of supportive services for early recovery, whether it's from substance use disorder, eating disorder, complex trauma, they can just talk to their provider and get a referral. Contact me at the Eau Claire YMCA at juliewilson@ymca.cb.org. And I can send a referral form. Also, the sober living, women in sober living, they can just contact their sober living manager and they will refer them. Otherwise, through CCS, the DOC, alternative treatment courts, human services, all of those, they have the information to be able to connect with me.
Very good. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome, Mark. Thanks.
Julie Wilson on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, starting the Sober Strong Group for Women on October 10th from 9 to 9:50 in the morning at the YMCA in Eau Claire, the specialized program for women in early recovery from substance use disorder. Sober Strong combines group exercise with supportive services to create connection and belonging while reducing post-acute withdrawal symptoms in early recovery. Again, four different components to this. The group exercise class on Fridays beginning October 13th from 8 to 8:50 in the morning. That support meeting we told you about starting October 10th from 9 to 9:50 at the Eau Claire YMCA. Recovery coaching by appointment and athletic clothing closet. The program includes a free three-month membership to the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, and there'll be a monthly incentive drawing to reward participation. Again, you can still get involved. For more information, email Julie Wilson at jwilson@ymca-cv.org. We'll put that with the podcast at wib.com and wogo.com. Again, email jwilson@ymca-cv.org. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.